Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination number 266, the slightly late and on location edition here at the Caffeination Podcast. We have recorded at this point over 272 episodes of the show, including all the holiday episodes and unnumbered ones. And this, of course, is the numbered episode number 266. I think that's a pretty good number, no matter which way you slice it. We have a rather interesting and completely different episode than you are used to getting here from the Caffeination Podcast, which, by the way, if you're looking for this show, you can find it lovingly nestled over at www.caffeination.com. Coincidentally enough, that is caffeination.com. This is different for two basic and very simple reasons. This episode is entirely done in three different locations. The one which you are currently hearing right now is, of course, in the Caffeination Lair in lovely Northeast Philadelphia. Then the second part that you are going to be hearing is actually at PodCamp Philly. I'm reproducing almost the entirety of my presentation. The recorder actually ran out during the question and answer session, so I decided to truncate that completely because the only question that was left intact, the first one, didn't really seem right laying out there all by its lonesome. So I would like to first and foremost thank absolutely everybody who attended PodCamp Philly, and specifically the people who attended my session on Sunday, even during the Eagles game. Even if you're not interested in football, I'm just thanking you for sticking around towards the rear end of the PodCamp. It was a fantastic time. Temple University's 6th and 7th of September 2008. We're not going to beat the dead horse too long for the people who are not in the Philadelphia area, but a fun time was had by all, and I was absolutely petrified that no one would show up to my session, that would have done all this, and that nobody would have showed up. And then as people started trickling in, I was getting happier and more confident, started talking to people and really, you know, started to really enjoy it. And then even beyond that, we ended up having a rather large session. There was like 20 to 25 people in there, guaranteed, maybe even upwards of 30. So it was kind of good. People were coming and going. No problems, no worries, no harms, no foul. It's kind of a fun way to play with the whole thing. It's a really interesting little atmosphere that is a PodCamp. It's an unconference. You can walk in and out as you see fit. If it's not what you expected it to be, fine, go find something that is. That there's no hard feelings, you know. Yeah, so it was a great session, great time. And that's the first one. The second one the second little segment that we have here is actually a local bar in Northeast Philadelphia here. It's called the Three Monkeys Cafe. And I got to tell you, I went there because after PodCamp on Saturday night, my wife called me while I was at Triumph Brewery and in Center City and said, hey, you know what? We're all going to be hanging out at this bar called Three Monkeys Cafe. It's directly across from the train station that you're currently on your way to hit. So why not just stop off, go right across the street and come on into the bar and hang out with your friends? I was like, you know what? That's a fantastic idea. So I ended up jumping from PodCamp to bar to bar to home and crash in bed. Then the next morning had all the fun and frolic that is a PodCamp, and then right on to a crash last night. And I have to apologize to everybody who listened to my session because I told you that you had to be punctual with all of your episodes, and then I go and miss a day of an episode. That's completely unprofessional, and I'm very sorry. However, if you go on over to caffeination.com right now, you can actually find the complete presentation, all the PDF printouts of the presentation. Do not print it unless you absolutely have to. Please save a tree, you know what I mean? There's nothing much else to say. I'd just like to thank everybody. And over at caffeination.com, we have all of the utilities that I talked about to the people who were in the question and answer session, all the stuff that I use, Audacity, Jazzler Show, and the WordPress plugin, all in one SEO. And then in the coffee review section, we have Three Monkeys Cafe, the link to the actual cafe, and the link to description of the coffee that I tried. So hopefully you're gonna enjoy what we have going for you today. Up first, we have the session from PodCamp Philly. This is originally entitled Podcasting Angel Dust, and it was renamed Audience Building because that's really what it is. So if you're not interested in podcasting and trying to build your audience, what really drives me as a podcaster, then feel free to skip it. No harm, no foul. Please, I really enjoyed doing these kinds of things. Please give us feedback. Please email me in at caffeination@gmail.com or head on over to caffeination.com and leave a comment, feedback, suggestion, hate mail, whatever else you feel like throwing my general direction. Just to let me know if you enjoy this type of thing, if you think this is kind of fun and cool when we have different types of episodes, or if you didn't like it, or if you'd like me to spin it off into a completely separate show. I'm fine with whatever. I just want to know how you think I should slice it. So without further ado, here is me talking all about podcasting angel dust, the secret tricks to building, maintaining, and just keeping going. What really drives me about podcasting. Enjoy.
The original title was Podcasting Angel Dust. I am Paul Muller. I love coffee. But seriously, who doesn't? There's a lot of people who don't, and that's fine. That's one of the things I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about. It's the fact that you have to have passionate people that are interested in what you want to do. It's find out people who love you, and it's find out people who hate you. There's a blogger by the name of Guy Kawasaki. His primary example of love and hate is the sign. Have you ever seen that boxy car out there? Anyone probably has a pretty good idea of what they think. They either love it or they hate it. There's not too many people out there who are like, eh, it's okay either way. I can give it or take it, you know? But it's not really just about the coffee. I've actually took my passion for coffee and kind of expanded it into other passions I have. I cannot separate coffee and technology. I'm a geek who loves to drink coffee. All of my late-night coding sessions are actually fueled by caffeine, so I created a Caffeination Podcast. It's a place for caffeine culture and technology news to live together. I could not see doing one without the other because I get all the news in. I get all the news together. I consume them together, and I figured that there were a lot of other people out there who did the same way. But you know what? It's not all I am, because if you've been here for any certain length of time, you also know that I work at Temple University, and together with Jenna, we are two of the people who helped make this happen here, and we're really happy at how it's going.
I love this facility.
I'm really glad. This is probably the new building that's opening up across the street in the tech center, are like the crown jewels of the university. So I'm really glad that we at least got to see one of them this time. But I specifically work on the 8th floor of the architecture building, and that's the view sort of out my window. I am the architecture guy. I do everything that has electricity in there, pretty much, except for the wood shop. They have another guy for that. But that's not what we really came here to talk about. I just want to kind of give you a little bit of background that you can actually learn to see where I'm coming from and see what a lot of why I do the things I do. Everybody out there has a podcast, a blog, a product, anything like that. And there's a lot of them. There's no longer early adopters out there where you can just guarantee that you're going to get listeners. There's no longer just, you know, you're the top guy because you happen to be the only one who mentions coffee on a podcast. Trust me, there are people that have larger podcasts than me, I know. And there's people that are out there that are talking about coffee that have a larger reach. That's fine. You have to determine what makes you different, what sets you apart from everybody else. And there's kind of a system that I work through. And I think it actually works well. And I'm going to actually throw it out after I'm done here to see what other people think of my system and see what you think and how you have determined that you're going to keep doing it. And it has a little bit to do with this, but also has a couple other things to do. I got mad when I was doing my podcast around episode 70. There's currently 270 episodes of my show. I got around episode 70. Somebody told me, because I was really happy, I was waiting for the birth of my first son, and I said, I can't wait for my son to be born. Right after he's born, I'm going to do a complete redesign of my site. And I was on a listserv, and four people had this really condescending response to me. They said, oh, well, we'll see how long you last after your son's here. I'm willing to bet you're not going to make a month. And then there were other people actually betting that I couldn't do it. And you know what? I got frustrated, and I got pissed off. I'm not even going to lie. And so I said, you know what? I can do this. And I needed to find a way to make it work with my schedule. I needed to find a way to actually make it work for everything. And I kind of boiled it down to the points that made it work for me. And I hope they work for you. I am a little bit crazy because I do two shows a week. I have two 35-minute shows a week every Sunday and Wednesday nights. I have a now 2-year-old son, and I don't get much sleep. That's why the coffee's there. So I am just a little bit odd at times, but that's not really what I came to talk. I came to talk to you about this. These are the three core principles about how I keep doing my show, how I build the audience, and how you need to focus on any product, any podcast, or any blog that you ever do so that you can actually continue to have success. This isn't instant magic. This isn't what we were taught, the magic that was up there before. This is real hard facts that will help you set a schedule, will help you give the same message in different ways, and will also help you do it in such a manner that people really love and understand where you're coming from. Like I said, it is perfectly fine for people to absolutely hate you. If they don't like your product, there's people who don't like coffee. There's probably people in this room. You can raise your hands, but that's okay. That's fine. Tea, caffeine, any kind, or you just need caffeine in general.
Okay, you're
fine. I've only ever done two stories about decaf on my show, and I had to apologize both times. But it's fine to have passionate people, it's fine to have passionate listeners, and it's fine to have a passionate topic. And if your topic isn't passionate, if it's not something that you have a really deep-seated vested interest in, which is fine if you're doing it for a client or something, you have to find a way to describe it, which invokes that passion in others. That's all you need to look for. So we're going to talk about these in order. The first one is the absolute simplest to do, and it's the hardest to keep to. This is when I do my show. This is not a calendar that's out there for anybody. This is a calendar that's there for myself. It is there to tell me when I need to get on the stick and do it. It's gotten so good, at least I know, I think it has, that my wife, if I'm asleep, will actually wake me up and say, "You're supposed to be doing a show tonight." And it's really good to have that kind of consistency, because that way, not only do you know when to do things, but your listeners will know when to expect your content. I had a lot of shows that I used to listen to when podcasting just started out. It would kind of, whenever he had time, he would throw an episode out. They're always really funny and really good. There's a specific example that I use here, which I don't want to embarrass the guys who do it, because it was an unbelievably funny show. It's called Geek Label Radio. They sold t-shirts. That was their primary business. The podcast was a bunch of guys who worked in the company who talked about absolutely everything in the geek atmosphere. I mean, they talked about the movies that were coming out, the TV shows they were watching, the comic books they were reading, and then, of course, Geek Label Radio, the t-shirt company. So that worked, but they stopped doing it, and then they started doing it every other week. And like, I lost interest. I don't even know if they still do it, and I don't think they do. It's because when you set the schedule, you know yourself, and everybody else knows about you, that you need to do it. There's no deviating from this. Set the schedule to yourself and just keep with it. You're going to have to make a couple different decisions here. And some of them are going to be easy, like, okay, I'm going to do it on Sunday nights. Some of them are going to be a little bit hard, like you might not be able to watch a particular show. I tried changing my podcast one point in time. My show now, and after probably the first month, Sundays and Wednesdays, like I talked to. I like Lost, the TV show. Lost came out and started interrupting my podcasting schedule, so I moved it to Thursdays, and my listeners dropped by two-thirds. Not just for that episode, but overall, because people didn't know when. Even though I announced it for probably 3 or 4 weeks beforehand, they didn't know when to get the content, so they didn't show up. So I quickly moved it back and taped Lost. So you're going to have to make some choices, and some of them are going to be a lot more serious than a TV show. But you have to be willing to work with your audience and be willing to understand what they expect. You're going to have to make some choices. And it's not just what you're podcasting for. It could be one or two things. And you didn't think I was just going to have coffee once in the podcast or the presentation, did you? Are you doing it for money? Are you doing it for crowds? Are you doing it for popularity, causes, teaching tools, utilities, clients? You have to decide what your show, blog, or product is supposed to be about and kind of learn from that. And if it doesn't work, be willing to adapt. Be willing to change. And you know what? Failure's not bad. Failure is one of those things that allows you to realize what didn't work. And it might not work this time, it might not work next time, but if you tweak it just a little bit, it might be fantastic.
How do your viewers, what's the breakdown for how they actually get the podcast?
How do they get the podcast? Like, you mean?
They subscribe, they watch on a website, what is it?
But it's primarily an audio podcast, and I'd say.
Is it through iTunes?
It's through everything. That's what I was talking
about.
But
if you were to break it down.
If I was to break it down, it's probably around 45% through iTunes, about 30% through direct traffic, and I probably have around 10 to 15% that are actually Zoom listeners.
So when you say you lost 30%, was that your direct traffic mostly? Because everyone else is getting subscription and it will auto-download?
Not everybody auto-downloads podcasts. They all subscribe and they know when there's new episodes, but not everybody auto-downloads. So I don't know where those listeners were lost from, because this is like very early. I was actually still on Podomatic when this happened. But it kind of scared me to the point where I was like, you know, I need to actually focus in and I need to settle in on one thing. And like I said, failure is not a bad thing. I just need to know what to change to consistently grow. You don't need one giant spike in users. What you need is a consistent growth that you can count on being there after this. Everybody knows fail well. Everybody who's been on Twitter has seen this little guy floating around every once in a while. And it's not a bad thing, because Twitter's a good service. Twitter realizes that they have a problem with failure. And they realize that people make fun of them about how they fail. And they've gotten better. If you've noticed over the past couple months, they took what they were doing, they realized what was good, they threw out the architecture that the system was actually built on and reinvented from the inside. It caused a couple of outages that people actually irritated about, but they moved on. And if you're not afraid of failure, if you realize that it's not going to hurt you that much, it's not going to be a big problem. You have to decide not only who you are, but you also have to decide what your podcast, blog, or product, or anything is supposed to be about. You have to kind of come down and make some of the smaller, harder choices about the different things that you're going to have your show with. This is all about consistency, is the second point. Your show, if it's on coffee and technology, you can't talk about other stuff repeatedly because the people who are passionate about your topic, people who are interested in your topic, just are not going to come back. Because you're talking about other things. If you have a cat podcast and you start talking about drilling for oil in Alaska, there might be a couple of people who are interested in both, but overall you're going to lose all the cat people, and it's just not going to work out for you. Then you need to have to find a way to measure what you're doing. This is what we were talking about a little bit beforehand. You need to, if you don't know what Google Analytics is, Google it. It's the, one of the best and freest and easiest ways to measure what you're doing. And unfortunately, Google Analytics does not do a good job with downloads because they do everything based off of code that's embedded in the page. So if you have access to the statistics on the site where you host your podcast, like the hard statistics, there's other tools that are out there that will allow you to see how many times each episode was downloaded. And if you have a measure, if you have a loose rubric to base your success or failure off of, you'd be a lot better than if you just try and go and hope that you get feedback. Because while podcasting is a very fluid environment, you can have a lot of really good conversations with some of your listeners. Most of your listeners are not going to leave comments. Most of your listeners, and like this was the hardest lesson I learned about podcasting, because I probably went around 50 episodes and I didn't get a comment. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't know why I'm still doing this. And I got a comment from one guy who lives in Texas. And it was the first person that I knew of officially that listened to my podcast, that read my blog, that I had no connection to. Tell everyone that you know about your podcast, your blog, your website. Tell everyone. They're going to tell people that you don't know. You don't have to beat them over the head with it. Just mention it in passing, especially if it works its way in the conversation. With me, it's easy. If you have a technical problem, say, oh yeah, I covered that last week on my podcast. And you know what? That would make a really good thing for my podcast. It's coffee, it's everywhere. So I have an easy way in. Your podcast or blog might not have that easy pinpoint way of referring people to it, but make sure that you slowly just tell people about it. Spread it out. If you're not stumping for your podcast, nobody else is going to. So they need to see that you're energized about it. It's not just about passion, like I said. It's about the fact that you have to completely invest in whatever you do. So you have to believe in it just a little bit. And you have to pick, if you can, pick a passionate topic. Like I said, there are people out there who absolutely love the sign. There's people out there who love coffee, and there's people out there who hate coffee. There are a lot of other different issues with every podcast and thing that's out there, and you may find an issue that you can't find passion about, and it might honestly be a time to change. It might be find a way to either talk about the people who are getting helped about it, or talk about the people who might get benefit from it. It's really easy to do with things like causes and teaching and stuff like that, but it might not be as easy. We can talk about it. If you have a podcast, we can throw it out to the group. Everybody here is equal, so we're just trying to share our experiences. I've just been doing it for over 2.5 years, and I felt that I built up enough that I could hopefully help a couple other people in slowly gaining numbers. This is another brand that's out there. Starbucks is a brand that people either love or hate right now. And at one point in time, everybody loved Starbucks. Even if you didn't drink coffee, nobody knew why. They were everywhere. Then all of a sudden, people started to have a little bit of irritation about it. Oh my God, there's a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks. And that what they're doing right now is they're actually kind of rebuilding from the inside. They're kind of going back to their core values. What you have to do is make sure that they originally were a coffee house that served very good espresso. That's what they marketed themselves on. You didn't pay for coffee. You didn't pay $5 for a cup of coffee. You paid $5 for a coffee house experience. So, with your particular blog or podcast, what you need to do, because you're giving it away for free, you don't have to worry about the charging. What you have to do is realize what's the core value, what's the core of what you're trying to do, and then be able to move from that and say, okay, I can't deviate from any of this, because little things here and there, personality really helps with this. If you don't personally put yourself on your podcast, people are not going to be engaged. So I talk about my kids, I talk about my wife, I talk about the things that happen. And every once in a while you get an email about somebody who's like, you know, I really didn't want to listen to 10 minutes about it. So you cut it back a little. You kind of like work with the people who are there. And there's no magic, unfortunately. There's no way that you can say, okay, you know what, Dig is going to be the entire marketing theme for my podcast. Everything I do, I'm going to do it on Dig. As soon as I get to the front page, I've made it. You can't work on memes. You can't work on other things like that because they just don't work. They're cheap, they're easy, and this guy has made a career of it. I don't know how, but he makes a career out of people telling people how to do easy things. You'd think if he had a book that told you how to get rich, he would just be rich as opposed to selling the book. So that's what you want to do. You want to find a way to slowly build and you don't end up like this guy. There's three very simple ways that you can do this. Keep whatever you're doing simple. Keep whatever you're doing engaging. Make sure that people can actually interact with it. Make sure that it always goes back to your site. If there's a fantastic internet meme out there right now where everybody's talking about the one campaign that I started was Help a Noob Day. Adopt a Noob Day. I said, you know what? Every April 15th, I want everybody out there who has any piece of technology knowledge to go out and just find one person who may be having an issue with something. Don't just do it for them. Help them. Show them what they're doing wrong. And hopefully that will just spread a little bit. So if that didn't relate back to my site, if there was no technology back, it wouldn't really have worked. And the first year, nobody really picked it up. The second year, people are starting to pick it up. And now this year, I've already had people asking about me and asking me about it, and it's over 6 months away. So I'm happy about that. You have to build campaigns that kind of manage the ebb and flow, because otherwise you're going to seriously just be going down a road at night. This is another one of the internet memes that was out there recently. It was Color Wars on Twitter. And if you're unfamiliar with this, basically, Color Wars, Zay Frank said, I'm on blue team. That's how it started, and then it kind of went from there. People said, I'm on red team, green team. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a color. Coffee's not a color. I'm very passionate about coffee. However, if you go back to the beginning, you saw coffee was actually a hex color for that ugly green that was there. So I said, you know what? I'm team coffee. So I did it, and I got the absolute most views by 700% on my website. And then they all went away. And it kind of taught me, it's like, yeah, well, it related back. It was engaging. People really liked it. But it wasn't simple enough to keep people coming back. And the more I deviated away from like the simple and steady building exercises, the more I realized that a lot of effort, this was a lot of effort. This was a lot of checking into things. I actually designed each one of these three merit badges for the Color Wars thing. And I managed a team of a couple, I think there was like 75 people on it, and it was really engaging. It took a lot of my time up. But the net result may have been, I think I got like 5 new listeners, and it was a lot of work for me. These are 5 people that I would not have met if it wasn't for Twitter, would not have met if it wasn't for Color Wars, but it didn't need this much effort. You need to manage it. All right, and you also have to worry about what I was talking about just a little bit before. You have to watch out for people who've been driving at night. You know what it's like. You're sitting there, it's a long straight road over and over again. You're releasing the same episode. It may be the same fantastic and wonderful content. You may be having really hit after hit, but you have to design campaigns for your website, like marketing campaigns, but you're marketing yourself. So what I did with the Adopt a Noob Day worked. I celebrate anniversaries on my podcast, both numerically and anniversary. So every January 9th, I celebrate the birth of my show, basically. And like I said, we're on episode 270. And you have to watch out about giveaways. That's one of the things I see a lot of people say, oh, yeah, well, you know, if you're giving away software, if you're giving away products, a lot of people are going to come to your site. And you have to keep everything fresh. But what you can see is a lot of people are coming to your site, but they don't necessarily stick around because they're just there for the free crap. So this is another one of the campaigns that I did. This one had nothing to do with coffee, but had everything to do with a lot of stories that were going around on the internet. There were a lot of people who were out there talking about zombie plants, and I had a couple of my listeners who expressed to me that they wanted to know what my thoughts on zombie plants were. And if you are unaware of what this is, it's when the eventuality happens that there is a zombie attack, what do you plan on doing to keep alive as long as possible?
I'm obsessed with zombie plants. I'm sorry. Zombie war?
There was a book. There was a whole bunch of different things out there.
Z-World.
There was a whole bunch of different and fantastic things out there. But listeners of my podcast wanted to... No, I don't have a zombie in there.
This is probably the most useful information I'm going to get all podcasts.
What, zombie plant?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to go through it. If you want, you can have the poster.
Oh, I want the post office.
All right, so what I did was, as a campaign for my podcast, I said, email me your zombie plan. I will give you a link back to your podcast, which is what a lot of people like. And I said, email me just one or two tips. What do you plan to do when the zombies take over the planet? So I got a couple of them. People were really kind of interested in it. And then what I did was, since I'm pretty good at artwork and pretty good at graphics, I designed a poster. This thing, you can either print it out at this size, or you can print it out at 48 inches, which is the national size, and I gave away one of them. So people have these hanging in their office, and I think it's kind of fun.
Yay.
They're very simple things. They're very fun, but you move on. You don't stay with this, because frankly, I'm pretty sure that even though you might think zombies are interesting and everything, there's a couple people in there going, seriously going to talk about the zombies for another 5 minutes? Nope. That's what you have to do with your podcast. If you find something that's a little off topic, just go with it, especially if people are enjoying it. It's fun. If it's a hobby, let it be a hobby. If it's a business should be fun too. So this is talking about the swag. Everybody loves swag. I love free stuff. I am the guy that you hate on your website. If you're giving away free software, if you're giving away something like that, I will come over to your website. I will register for whatever I have to. And if I don't win, I may or may not come back. But if I do win, I'm probably not going to come back. I'm that guy. I'm sorry. I like free stuff. And as long as it's relevant to the stuff I like to do. But people come out of the woodwork whenever there's free lunch around. People, we have a bunch of guys on campus who we never see in any of the weekly meetings. I mean, never see them. And then all of a sudden, when there's free lunch at the beginning of the semester, you seriously see like a 400% increase in these meetings because of pizza. So you have to watch out. I mean, yeah, pizza's fun to have on your blog, but you have to, don't invest too much money and don't invest too much time in giving away free stuff, unless it's free stuff that will bring people back to you. So with the poster, I spent maybe an hour and a half on the whole overall thing, like after it was all done, condensing everything down, doing the graphics. And I was like, you know, I think this is a pretty good investment. And there's people who are going to come back to it because they walk by that guy's office and see the poster. It's like, oh, I really want to know where I can go to get a zombie plan. Yeah, well, you know what? I also talk about some other stuff. So just stick around. We're also doing right now a robot campaign because somebody told me that robots are going to take over.
Less likely than zombies.
Yeah, I know. I think the zombies work too. And this is where you could leave if you felt like it. But we're also going to talk about other stuff. So I want to know what you've been doing. Yeah, I don't know why they have this, but there's an exit sign on the window. And I just remember, I work on the 8th floor.
And that, of course, was my session of PodCamp Philly. I hope you enjoyed it. I apologize for the audio. It's kind of weird. I'm still getting used to the Zoom. I probably should have piped an external mic directly into it, and that way I would have been able to record it a little bit higher fidelity, and you wouldn't have heard the door slamming as often. I tried to cut down those peaks and bring up the valleys as much as possible, but I know it might be a little loud, and I apologize for that. And now the next one's going to be sound a little bit like a cafeteria, because we were actually in a bar, but this is also one of the first times anybody else has ever appeared on my show as a co-host of sorts. This segment is brought to you by myself, Paul from the Cavination Podcast, and my very good friend Dave, who loves coffee just about as much as I do, and he agreed to be on the show just to help me review this one coffee. We were actually at the bar after PodCamp, like I told you. It was towards the end of the night. I was dragging pretty good, and I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure they have some good coffee here, because the Three Monkeys Cafe was actually a coffee house before it was a bar. And I don't know if it was the same owners or what, but I used to love their coffee. It's not the same owners that I think of right now, because this is definitely a different kind of coffee, and I honestly wasn't expecting Dewey and Egbert's coffee to actually be this good. I had never heard of it before, and then here I find out it's actually a brand that Sara Lee controls, which isn't a bad thing, and it actually is really good coffee. It's a single-serving machine, so they actually, you know, produce and brew each serving independently. I don't know when it was roasted, but it tastes fresh roasted, and I was completely stunned to find out that this is one of the coffee companies that joined forces with Philips to produce the coffee maker you might know of as Senseo, no burp included. So, yeah, that's a reference to Adam Curry. Every time he said Senseo, he belched, which I always found incredibly lovely. But, yeah, that's neither here nor there. All right, without further ado, here's the review of the coffee from Three Monkeys Cafe in Philadelphia.
All right, so we're here at the Three Monkeys Cafe in Northeast Philadelphia at the corner of James and Grant Avenue. And we're trying an interesting kind of coffee they have here. They also have some fantastic beers on tap. This is actually called Dewey and Egberts, D-O-U-W-E-E-G-B-E-R-T-S, has a kind of an interesting chocolatey aftertaste, you'd say, Dave?
Chocolatey aftertaste.
What are your thoughts on the coffee? I've been doing this all day.
Yeah, oh my God. Well, it does have a chocolatey aftertaste.
Let me give you a little help on how you're supposed to rate coffee. When you take it into your mouth, does it feel sweet? Does it smell food? Smooth? Is it bitter? Acetic? So.
Bitter or acetic?
Has a pretty smooth mouthfeel, at least to me, so.
And definitely sweet. Definitely sweet.
Has a sweet actual taste to it, which means that it's actually really good. It's fresh roasted, you can tell. But has a nice smooth mouthfeel, not a lot, low acidity in the coffee. So definitely recommend it. Apparently, the only other place in the entirety of Philadelphia that you can get this coffee is at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, which is a pretty interesting company compared to the fact that this is like a neighborhood bar. So, again, Three Monkeys, the corner of James and Grand Avenue. So,
about a mile away from Holy Family College.
And coincidentally enough, right across the street from the Tarsdale train station. Just got out of PodCamp Philly for the Saturday session, and I was kind of drug into the bar. So there you go.
And that just about wraps it up here at the Caffeination Podcast. I really hope you enjoyed kind of the different episode, the on-location kind of feel to everything that we had going for you today. Like I said, this is not going to be an everyday kind of occurrence, but I like it. I like to throw things up into a bit of a tizzy. I like to kind of switch things up. And thank you so much to everybody who came out to PodCamp Philly. Or if you're not in the Philadelphia area, please support your local PodCamp. They're all this good. You just haven't found out about them yet. I swear to you. You got to use your feet, you got to walk around, you got to find all the best sessions and just play around with it. It's a great little way to learn. So thank you so much to the organizers who put this together, and thank you very much to everybody who attended, specifically my session, and eased my fears. And last but most certainly not least, thank you to absolutely everybody who listens to the Caffeination Podcast. If you could do me a favor and share this with a friend, let them know what you think of the episode. Let me know what you think of the episode. And as always, stay caffeinated, people.